Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and Juneteenth officially became a state holiday in Texas in 1979. 40 years later, it became a federal holiday. Texas Southern University has a new poll about what Texans think of the holiday.
There's a pretty strong consensus among Texans believing that it is important to recognize Juneteenth as a holiday. More than 3 out of 4 believing that.
That's Mark Jones. He conducted the poll. As for what it celebrates, those numbers drop a bit.
2/3 of Texans have a good understanding of what Juneteenth is and what it's all about, but about 1/3 of them either know only a little bit or nothing at all.
Now, 40% of Texans believe the legacy of slavery affects the position of black people in America today a great deal. 26% say a fair amount, 19% say not too much, and 15% say not at all.
Switching gears here a bit. So what do North Texans think about the U.S. getting directly involved in the Israel-Iran conflict? We talked to North Texans on the mid-morning mic check. John told us he just wants to make sure that we destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities and then get out.
I think that we should go full tilt and eliminate the threat of nuclear weapons from Iran without any hesitation.
Yet Rowdy says he's had enough of Iran and he wants them done away with.
I think we need to make them a big pond out of them.
So just to nuke them?
Just take them out.
A mid-morning mic check. It'll be today, 10 a.m. to noon. In fact, it's every day here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The dates for the State Fair of Texas are set. We now know the musical acts. It looks like the gun ban policy is also going to stay in place.
State Senate Republicans had hoped to end the State Fair gun ban through Senate Bill 1065. The bill would have made the ban illegal. It did make it through the Texas Senate along strict party lines. State Senator Bob Hall authored it.
It ensures that a lease on or other temporary control of government property cannot be used as a backdoor means to deny Texans their lawful right to carry a self-defense weapon.
The bill never made it to the State House floor for a vote. That's where it died, which means the gun ban will remain. Last year, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's emergency motion to overturn the ban was blocked by the state Supreme Court. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
This is a weird story. Mystery surrounds a string of pizzas being delivered to the homes of U.S. lawmakers and Supreme Court justices, to their homes, not to their offices. Federal authorities are in the process of investigating a possible sinister message behind the unsolicited pizzas that have been received both by Democrats and Republicans in the House, and current and former leadership of the U.S. Capitol Police and at least one Supreme Court justice. It's believed that the message is, we know where you live. President Trump is said to be considering military strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities amid the conflict between Israel and Iran. Trump emphasized that Iran wants to negotiate now. For their part, Iran says they've made no such efforts to negotiate with the United States. Someone's clearly lying. Juneteenth is, and of course now a national holiday, began in Texas after Union troops arrived in Galveston in 1865 to announce freedom for the last enslaved Americans. You see, the Texas slaveholders down in Galveston, they knew the slaves were free. They just didn't tell the slaves until they were forced to do so.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Because your morning deserves a head start, not a headache. It's our 20-minute morning briefing. It kicks off now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show at 7:24.
It is 24 after 7. I'm John Little. Oh, speaking of headaches.
Whoa! What?
That's no! Not dying man. One of Elon Musk's Starship space vehicles is in pieces. I blow to pieces.
You know, good thing they're blowing up now that they're still in the test phasing and there's no humans on board.
Yeah, that's a good point. It happened, of course, at Starbase, Texas, far south Texas. Investigators say the rocket blew to Kingdom Come during a test where liquid methane and liquid oxygen fuels were being loaded just past 11 o'clock. The blast causing a spectacular fireball could be seen for miles. Yeah, thankfully, nobody on board, nobody hurt. A little pride hurt, but that's about it.
And that's why they do it down there in far, far south Texas. They do it in BFE in case it BTFUs.
Exactly.
It is 7:25 on the KRLD Morning News. We're the station at DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Tariff worries and financial market volatility are giving some home buyers the jitters.
Nobody knows what to expect.
Mimi Loggins is real estate agent with Redfin in Oregon and Washington State.
And that anxiety causes people to kind of take a step back from their confidence, their prior confidence in purchasing and making large investments.
And Redfin says that shaken confidence is resulting in a tough spring to summer selling season in many metros, with more buyers sitting on the fence while more sellers rush to put homes on the market. Loggins says buyers are especially skittish about homes that need even a little bit of repair, as tariffs and labor shortages drive those costs higher.
That panic button hit so quickly. A lot of people are not looking for things that need even a slight bit of remodeling because there's doubt on top of the already doubt in the market. There's doubt in the home itself.
On the other hand, when it comes to well-priced, ready-to-move-into properties,
those ones are still getting competing offers and a heavy amount of activity.
Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
It is now 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, a Dallas-based company set a couple world records this week, helping kids when they go back to school. Guinness Book of World Records adjudicator Michael Emprick watched his AT&T volunteers stuff 10,000 backpacks with school supplies in just 1 hour.
And the best part for me is that the Guinness World Records title is just the cherry on top. The key thing is that these backpacks are going to go to kids that really need it, not just in the Dallas area, but across the country.
He says they also set a record with 633 volunteers working simultaneously. AT&T hopes to pack 30,000 backpacks with laptops before the new school year. New research suggesting addiction to tech is a bigger risk to children than just too much screen time.
The study in the medical journal JAMA followed 4,000 10-year-olds. Half of them became addicted to their phones by age 14. Lead author Dr. Yunyu Shao says those kids were 2 to 3 times more likely to have thoughts of suicide, even if their screen time was relatively low.
It is not just about the time that is spent, but it's about the addictive behaviors.
The researchers say limiting screen time is not enough. Kids who are addicted to phones or video games may need cognitive behavioral psychotherapy. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds really, really serious. Well, Dallas says, we need new people to run Fair Park.
So they have terminated the contract with Fair Park First, the park's nonprofit manager, and its subcontractor, Oakview Group, which operates the park. The issues came to a head over a year ago when it was learned that the nonprofit used $5.7 million of restricted donor funds to pay for day-to-day expenses. The two sides have spent months in mediation to try to get some of that money back and make vendors who are waiting on their payments whole. While the contract runs out in the next 90 days, the city is still looking for the nonprofit to handle some of the fundraising operations. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.